Hola, la, bonjour, on t'a vista. This is Parisian Sparkle, Antonella. Nice to meet you. I've just come through my WordPress pages and I was missing. Sorry, your last subscription and your likes to my posts about art journaling as art therapy and also the one about schizophrenia and the Beckett piece of art, not I. I've just read your last article. If you don't mind, I would like to comment and give you some tips or at least my feedback as a victim of eating disorders, let's say so, and also as highly sensitive person, I've been through anxiety and depression in different times of my life. If you read about my story, the last episode was pretty quite important. It was a major trauma caused after the terror attacks in Paris, which I have lived as many of the French people in the living in the Parisian area. I am working for the first destination in Europe as touristic destination, which I won't mention. And I've been through crisis, social crisis, and also specific emergency situations to manage with tourists, visitors, and also my colleagues. So it was a mess. And since it takes 4 years now, so this is the short story about my last major trauma, the healing process, I've started an understanding process in a self-reflection and especially oriented mindfulness, creativity for sure, but if I can give you some more support to your actual present situation dealing with your eating disorders and depression and anxiety, might just add some plus, giving you this advice issued from my personal experience. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychotherapist, I'm not a counselor, I'm not your life coach or nor a spiritual one, okay? I'm just like you. I'm 45. I'm originally from Italy and I live now in France. So I don't know where you come from. Perhaps United States. You tell me. I hope that you will comment my podcast, or just you can write a few lines if you feel like. So you're writing. My life is out of control, and I fear if I don't write my course soon, I will be on a collision course with disaster. My binge eating is out of control. I don't eat at regular times during the day, so my body never knows when to expect food or when to get hungry. My chronic pain level is through the roof. The only thing that helps the pain is to do light exercise, but the exercise hurts so bad that it is very hard to do so. My depression and anxiety is taking over my life after having to say goodbye to my cat of 17 years, and my post-traumatic stress is contributing to my ill health and bad feelings. Okay, it's enough. Enough, take action and do this dedicas. Okay, first, sure, exercising hearts, if it hurts, it means that it's okay, your muscles are still alive and aching, that's good, that's the main purpose of doing exercising. I'm a lazy person, basically, okay, from departure, so I'm not here to say, oh, but good, exercising is good if you do regularly and 3 times per week and so on. Just kick your ass. Yes, also, this is a part of my speech. Move your ass from the coach. This is the first step to recovery. We agree, we all agree about that. My doctor, fortunately, is a very good person, and every time I meet him for counseling, he look at me. And if there is something that needs to be done, it's said. And the last time I went for a visit, I was putting on some weight because I have I'm seated all 5 days per week. I have an administration job now, so I'm sitting 7-8 hours per day, and the rest, I mean, then I come back to home, and I'm spending my life or on a chair or in front of my computer or in my bed. You see? So I try to walk as much as I can. If I don't take my bus, I'm walking, and I have 25 minutes from my home to the first train station, and then catch the RER and get to my job. Okay. Or when I come back, I'm doing the same. Instead of taking my bus, I prefer to walk. When I don't do any exercise, at least I try to walk a little bit. So first of all, move your body. It's essential. You will enhance your endocrinal, I don't even know what I'm saying, but you are developing and producing endorphins, that's for sure. Your cells, your body cells will get the message, okay, darling, it's time to burn, to make me feel alive, and they will do a teamwork in order to do their job. I have a great empathy with you right now, because I've just read and commented an article from an Italian boy who died from anorexia. I got angry about her mom's comments. So basically, what I think about eating disorders, they are disorders, means they are not an illness. It's important that you understand that they are symptoms of a situation and causes that are go far beyond what you eat, at what time, and so on. It's very good that you pay attention to your needs. For example, you are mentioning in your article, in the morning I start up the day and my body feels like needing proteins. You understood that you were missing the vitamin D. This is a recent discovery for me too, and almost I can confirm you that especially because now we are, especially in this Parisian region, we have a lack of sunshine, and this means that our bones are getting weaker, that we feel more tired, because the vitamin D, the sunlight gives you more energy, let's say. Also, you can consider that the cliche about Parisians is also true because of this lack of sunshine. You consider Spanish or Italians from southern, there is an evidence that the sun has got an influence on your mood. The article about this lady who was complaining about to a journalist, I guess, for a local magazine. Anyway, I could reach the article, so I'm living in France, so it means that she spoke or she was interviewed by medias, and she was complaining about the fact that there are not enough supports in the public health, like a public center that could host people suffering from eating disorders, or enough information. And I can agree from a certain point of view with this lady, but it's too easy to put the responsibility or to point out the lack of public help as for structures and institutes, like she's giving up her responsibility as parent at all. In the article I've read about this guy, his blonde cutie boy died from anorexia. You can read that both at school and in sport, he was very exigent, acted like he wanted to reach excellence. This makes me think that in his family there was this lack of support and understanding his real personality. I can safely affirm that he was an highly sensitive person and he was misunderstood and he didn't get sufficient support from his family. This is a fact. I've been through there. I know exactly what anorexia and binge eating is like. I've been through eating disorders in 90s. I was in my 20s. And this was my first dark night, the real one, the big one. Big depression. I didn't know what to do in my life, job, career. I knew that I was an artist and a writer. But I also was sad that these talents would never give me enough to run, to get money to pay my bills off. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. And so I was giving up. For me, life wasn't really interested. What should I supposed to do in my life if I cannot do and express my potential and my talents and skills, you see? So this was the real identity crisis and crash that I had through my 20s. I left to Dublin for 3 months. I needed a break from my family. And that was, this was leading to my breakdown and the homesick, the codependency with my mom was too much. And so the story finishes. I came back. I spent the summer without eating apples and tea. I wasn't eating for a few months and I started to lose my weight until I didn't. So before I reached for help, I was starting to take too many drugs as caffeine and alcohol. And when I saw that I was losing control of my life and my needs and I was completely addicted to drugs, even though not psychotrope, I've done the step to reach out for help because I was also in self-harm and also cutting. Negative about my self-care, my self-love. I was on the opposite of what a human being with enough self-esteem, a purpose in life, should do in life. Okay, just wake up in the morning and know that will be another chance to do well, to feel well and to do good things for oneself and for the others, right? Like I'm feeling right now. Now I'm 25 years later and it's a long story. So what I'm saying to you on TBS right now is stop, breath and relax. Focus on your balance. Focus on your strength because you are strong and you, I know you are not feeling like by now, but if you are struggling with these disorders, is because your soul is calling for you. This is a wake-up call. This is your wake-up call. I just saw yesterday Frozen 2, and this is the forest voice calling for you. This is my personal interpretation. The enchanted forest voice is your inner voice, reminding you that you have a purpose that you are not recognizing and you are not taking the time to know better. The positive is that you have a perception that you are not doing well and you mention, okay, I'm not going to die for diet because it might be triggering. I completely agree with you. Diets are death. Forget about dieting, please. Listen to your body as much as you are doing by now. You wake up and you feel like eating proteins, go for it. Don't do that because your colleagues or your friends are doing some type of dieting and it is working. Please, you want to lose weight? There is no other way. And you know which one? Sport. You want to do mild exercise because you feel heavy or it's hurting because of your physical pain whatsoever? I can suggest you with all my heart, initiate to yoga. Yoga practice you do anytime in the day you like. You wake up and you do your yoga. You end up your day and you your yoga. Take 40 minutes. There are on the YouTube now, you have all the practices that you want. You don't want to go for a class, I can suggest you my personal and favorite yoga channel, which is the Heart Alchemy Yoga with Michelle Goldstein. She's a Californian and she's just like you and me. She's not a popular Barbie-like fitness coach. She's very normal and she's also giving you some wisdom. Together, the yoga practice. There is you will start from the beginner and then you will see that you are getting better. And you are getting better and you are starting feeling better and you will need to do your yoga because your body is asking. The second advice, mindfulness. Start small with mindfulness. This was life-changing for me and I'm doing this since 4 years by now. This was together with dieting as you feel like to. So nourishing you basically, it's not important that you eat much. You need what you need. Regular practices like yoga, fitness, you choose. And then walking outdoor in the nature. Find your happy place to go. And third, mindfulness. Take 10 minutes for you each morning or before going to sleep. For me, it works in the morning. I wake up, I get up, and I sit down and take 10 minutes to focus on my breath. And that's it. You focus. This is the present moment. Like 24 hours a day, we cannot be in your state of consciousness as in the present moment. This is not possible, otherwise we would be guru. We have to juggle between this modern life that we live into and our inner life and well-being, which is triggered much of the time from all the chaos which is surrounding us. So the main purpose on TBS is find your inner peace and happy go-to place, which is not also outside, but first of all inside. This is what will save you in any triggering situation. I'm not forgetting the psychological part and what you have to heal and to understand and to put into the light, of course, is your relation with your parents. Nobody of us on earth is safe from this journey of forgiving process and understanding which are and have been your relationship with your father and with your mother, which are two absolute stories apart from your childhood to now. I'm taking time to breathe now. You can also join me and write and contact me if you like to my address antonella.barberini@gmail.com. Okay, I wish you well. Sticking to your values. Find your purpose, find your project as a woman. Take care. Ciao.